This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Now, here is a phrase that will strike fear into the hearts of many a parent out there. Chuck E. Cheese. I know, right? Although, it's entirely possible that same phrase will bring up joyous memories from many a younger listener out there. I mention it because the private equity firm that took Chuck private 4 years ago announced today it has taken the restaurant and amusement company public again. Ticker symbol, by the way, CEC. Very clever. All of that by way of introduction to this, that 2019 is shaping up to be quite the IPO year. Pinterest set the price range for its public offering today, an $11 billion valuation, give or take. There was Lyft a couple of weeks ago, Uber, Slack, and Postmates still to come. It is looking to be the biggest wave of IPOs since the dot-com boom 20 years ago, which ended altogether now with the dot-com bust. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looked into how the class of 19 stacks up against the alumni of 99.
Let's go back to 1999. Not that part. This part.
Today, I'm overseeing some deliveries for Pets.com.
Space Rite Aid is going to own 25.3% of drugstore.com.
Do not stare into this index. It is white hot.
Back then, a wave of tech IPOs created a frenzy on Wall Street. Webvan, eToys, Pets.com, and other startups brought in more than $150 billion in today's dollars.
Investors started realizing that anything with a .com affixed to its name was perhaps going to make them some money.
Margaret O'Meara is a tech historian at the University of Washington. She says that atmosphere led a lot of startups that weren't making any money to go public and then go belly up. Today, there are fewer startups going public, but they're not that much more profitable.
Actually, the numbers are remarkably similar, in fact, identical to 99 and 2000.
Jay Ritter teaches finance at the University of Florida. He says the proportion of IPOs by unprofitable companies may be the same today, but the companies themselves are different.
Even though they're not profitable, they're much bigger, and they've demonstrated that they've got products and services that have a market.
That's because 20 years ago, the median startup that went public had been in business for only 4 or 5 years. Today, it's more like 12. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.